Okay, we're all in our places with bright shining faces. I call this meeting to order. The time is now 6:02. I call the Town of Castle Rock Historic Preservation Board meeting of September 3rd, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary, Krissa, to take the roll call, please.
Board Member Thayer?
Present.
Board Member Vasani? Board Member Ahrens?
Present.
Board Member Warnke?
Here.
Board Member Hanisch?
Here.
Vice Chair Pluchinski?
Present.
Chair Lang?
Present.
Liaison David Rowe?
Here.
Town Council Liaison Mark Davis?
Here.
Staff in attendance Brad Boland? Oh!
He's here.
He is here.
He's here.
And Carissa Alstrom here.
Thank you. Let's see. For council liaison, Mr. Davis, do you have anything for us tonight?
Last night was a busy night. Last night we were talking mostly about, you guys remember the school board property that's over in Crystal Valley Ranch? Well, that's still kind of going back and forth. There's folks that were really upset that they wanted to build where the Frisbee Park is.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a legal contract between the builder and the school board, and they said, we're not going to use that ever to build a school there. So they gave it back to the builder. So now he wants to put in another 112 homes. And what we're trying to do as town council is not drop off new traffic to old neighborhoods. So this one is, they wanted to tap in two streets into the neighborhood next to them, and we're like, yeah, we don't think that's a great idea at all. So we want them to have their own out. So they gave us, they redrew it, gave us three options. We tabled it for another month so we can get more information and more traffic studies. And basically, I think what we're trying to do is get a roundabout down there and then change the speed limit. It's 35 going up east, and then as soon as you get to the top of the hill and it starts going down toward Rhyolite Park, it's 45. People go 55, 60 down that road. So we're going to try and change the speed limit. And if we get a roundabout instead of a stoplight, I think that would be a lot more helpful with, you only do 15 on a roundabout. So it'll also help with some of the traffic getting out of there. So we're still tabling that. We're still trying to talk to the builder and find out if there's anything else that he's willing to help pay for the roundabout, or, you know, at least put a couple bucks in for it. But that was the big issue last night. So
what's the impact to Rhyolite Park?
What's that?
What is there any impact to Rhyolite Park? Other than the loss of the
Frisbee?
One of
the options was they wanted to take some of the traffic and butt it into their entrance. So they'd still have two entrances. But as we know, that Rhyolite Park gets pretty busy. So we asked last night if they can widen the entrance and make it four lanes, because when it's super busy, soccer, things like that, people park on the side and there's just not enough parking in
there. Right.
So that's why we tabled it for another month, so we can come up with more scenarios and better traffic, because traffic's just getting crazy over there.
Right, right.
So that was a real big one. Town Council asked for updates on some of the buildings that are going here in town. So the one, I forgot what it's called, the Social, which is the old ice rink. So the old ice rink, I heard they ran out of money. They're trying to get up enough money to continue to build on it. So right now that's kind of up in the air. They're kind of juggling with that. So we're trying to find out more about the hotel. I brought up, because I'm a contractor, I brought up that the old hotel doesn't have a footing. It doesn't have a foundation it sits on. It sits on dirt clods and stacked bricks. Well, I brought that up in January. Nobody listened. And they told us, because this is taking so long, that they just found out that there's no foundation on it. Shocking. So now they're getting a structural engineer to start working on that and try to move that along.
Okay.
So they can't work on the building, change the building, add weight to the building until the foundation's made. So
right.
The third one was the view. And the view, I think, is supposed to be done in the next couple months. You guys know what that one is? So the view is on Jerry Street. It's the big one that looks like a cruise ship. It's going to be a traffic problem. We all know that. But at least they're getting to the point where they're almost done, I think, by the end of the year, maybe before that. So they do have, like, the lobbies done, the workout room, and some of the parking's done. But I think they still have a couple months to go. So, but it's good.
Have you seen the murals on the I-25 side? They're like historic Castle Rock murals.
Yeah, the screening on the first, yeah.
Yeah, or what, they're not really murals.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, it's the images.
They got them somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Historic Castle Rock. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh.
Did you guys know?
I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't that weird? I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We've asked a couple, because I get my hair cut across the street. They want another parking for handicap parking, and then we were kind of curious on how wide it is, how wide Jerry Street is. So, and we know that there's only two exits, one by Dos Amigos and one by 6th Street. So we just know that Wilcox is just going to get crazy busy when you get 100 and 200 units and 200 to 300 people in there coming out of it. So anyway, that's why we brought that up. I think our other one was... that's Crystal Valley Parkway, and the big one. Oh, the big one last night was the Youth Commission. So, Youth Commission. There's a lot of graduating youth. I think there was 15 kids or so like that. Some homeschool kids and some local kids and. So they're all excited that they're trying to be us someday, try to get into government and stuff like that. So they're really learning a lot of that stuff. And so a good group of folks that are kind of growing up and really getting involved in the community and wanting to be where you are right now. So that was kind of exciting. I think the last one was Pine Canyon got approved for their metro district. And we approved the new software for the finance department. They're still working on existing software from 2008. So it's time we got into the 20s. So we passed that. That won't come out until the next budget in 2026, but at least they know that we're going to approve that. So that's it.
Okay. Some of those things aren't in the jurisdiction of this board, but we certainly thank you for all the updates what's going on, you know, in the city.
So. Yeah, there's stuff all over the place. Yeah. It all affects us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, good. All right, staff in attendance, Mr. Brad Bowen, would you like to call out any other staff members that might be present?
We have Carissa.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay.
Apologize, I had to realize the wrong deck was in the folder, so I had to go move it. So,
okay. All right. Let's see. So, all board members are present. And let's see what we've got here. So, Mr. Boland, has this meeting been an agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
That it has.
Okay. Minutes from the June 4th, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted. Do I have a motion?
Move to accept the minutes.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All right. So move to accept by Robin and second by Chris. So, let's see. Recording secretary, please take a roll call vote to accept.
Board member Thayer?
Aye.
Board member Vizzani?
Aye.
Board member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board member Warnke?
Aye.
Board member Hanisch?
Aye.
Vice Chair Pluchinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye. Okay, a motion is approved by a vote of... 7. Okay. Okay, we already did that updates from Mr. Davis, so we'll move on to the next item, which is public hearing. Historic Preservation Board 2025-015 design review of 603 North Cantrell Street. The board must evaluate this proposal under criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The board will hear from the staff, the applicant, and anyone from the public. Does any board member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to proceeding on this item? Going once, twice? Nothing, okay. And my understanding is we don't have any written comments from public. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay. So, Mr. Brad Boland, would you go ahead and present?
Great. Great. Thank you. Yes, so we're here for a design review application for 603 North Cantrell Street. So, as you're probably aware, for any new additions or new structures within the Craig and Gould neighborhood, they go before the Historic Preservation Board for a design review application. So that's why we're here this evening. The property is located on the northwest corner of 6th and Cantrell. The home is a 1940s home. We don't have any real history on the property as we've not really done any cultural resource surveys kind of north of 5th Street in that area. Definitely something we may be interested in doing in the future. The house is very common of that era. You know, it's lap siding, front gable roofs, front porch. So it would be consistent with that vernacular style that we find, pre-1945. So the proposed garage, it's a detached garage in the northwest corner of the property. It comes into about 624 square feet. So it is located in the back of the property. And one thing to note on this property is it does slope down. And so the garage really would not be visible from Cantrell Street. The proposed garage design consists of 6-inch lap siding, a front gabled roof with shake siding. So it is consistent with the materials and form of the existing single family home. The proposed colors is a beige siding with white trim. So again, consistent with the color schemes that we find in the Craig and Gould neighborhood. So with any project for a design review, we look at a couple different things. We make sure that it's in compliance with zoning regulations. So is the height, setbacks, are those met? And then we use the following kind of guidelines as reference. So Castle Rock style, Castle Rock design, fresh standards, and the Secretary of Interior standards. So kind of just in summary and looking at all those kind of guiding documents, we're looking at, okay, is the mass and scale compatible with the existing home in the surrounding community, which it is. Are the materials consistent with the existing structure? Lap siding, so we're consistent there. And again, using kind of that simple trim and shake siding is kind of simple ornamentation is consistent. Additionally, when we're looking at new structures, we're looking at where are they located on the property. Again, this is in the back of the property and will not be really visible from Cantrell. It would be visible from the alleyway, but we're really looking at that front street visibility. So with that, staff does recommend approval, and I do have the proposed motions here for you.
Couple quick questions, Brad. Yeah. On the site plan layout, there's a dotted line around it. Is that denoting where setbacks are?
Correct.
Okay. And the house, could you bring up that photo? Looks, is that 6-inch lap siding on the house?
You know, just visually looking at it, I would say it's in that range of 6-inch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what's being proposed to be constructed really closely matches the house itself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Board members, any questions?
The question I have is the garage, does it exit at, onto the street, or does it go into the courtyard?
Yeah, so the garage doors actually are with are accessed through the courtyard, so it's not a direct access to the alleyway.
Anybody else? Any other questions? Okay, and I don't see any members from the public here tonight. Yep,
we have Scott and Sue Barnes, the property owners.
Okay, that's they are what I figured.
Yep. Hi, Scott. They are available to answer any questions.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? It's open for question time.
I have none.
Looks nice. Once, twice? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve.
Okay. And a second on that? Okay, so motion to approve, and that is by, that's that, Ellen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And the second was by Susan? Okay, perfect. I'm got your names down here, just not quick on the draw. All right, so... let's take a roll call vote on those motions. Secretary?
Board Member Thayer?
Aye.
Board Member Vasani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanisch?
Aye.
Vice Chair Pluchinski?
Aye.
Chair Lang?
Aye. Okay, moved by 7 to approve. Enjoy your garage. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You wish it was bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The board will now hear updates from design review board representatives. Well, there was no design review board. That was canceled, and the next one is canceled. Oh, wait.
There has been one.
We since. Did.
Yeah.
We had a meeting, and we had our legal training.
We also had one that was Scalepi's.
Yes, Scalepi's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was...
remind me what that one.
There was an addition that was to the right and to the rear of the restaurant, and they're going to tear that
down. Tear down the old one.
And replace it so it matches
right.
The facade.
Right.
And just so that the HP board's aware, I get this question a lot. Scalepi's is not a landmarked property, and so that's why it didn't come before. Even while it's of historical significance, it is not landmarked. So,
yep. So, thank you for that jog up to my memory. But I will tell you that the next meeting was canceled. So, on the September 10th, I think
yep.
it is.
And we will have a meeting on September 24th.
Right. Yep. All right. So that's design review board updates. What else do we got on this agenda? Let's see where I'm at here. Oh, where did she go? Angie left? I guess she did.
Angie left.
Okay, you
I'm
have the update for us, David?
Take over for
okay,
me, so.
You want to go ahead and do that now and tell us what's happening at the museum?
Sure. The big news, and you all have a formal invitation in front of you, is the 150th anniversary celebration of the museum and the depot this Saturday, September 6th, from 10 to 1, obviously, at the museum. The only other thing that I have to report is our presentation for the month of September is at the Castle Rock Library, September 11th, 7 p.m., and it's going to be on William Dillon, remarkable citizen of early Douglas County. So that's all I have for you.
Okay, thanks, Dave. All right, let's check to see if we're going to have a quorum for the next two meetings coming up, which are October 1st and November 5th. Check your calendars, if you would, and if you can't make it, please let us know if you're able to do that at this time. Otherwise, we'll assume that we will have a quorum on those two dates. Sounds good? Okay. All right. Brad, Mr. Bowen, do you have any last items for us this evening?
Sure, and I apologize. To my horror, I realized I had the wrong PowerPoint, so I had to run and do that. So if I'm duplicating anything Councilmember Davis maybe said. We have had on our website a community feedback form for Downtown Heights, which is very relevant to the HP board as a significant portion of the downtown is considered the historic part of downtown. So that is still available on our website. It's called, it's at crgov.com, downtown building heights, I believe, or but you can find it on our website. There's been a proposal to potentially limit all height in the downtown to 4 stories. And so council did ask us to go get some community feedback, which is what we've been doing. And that will be going back to council September 16th for staff to kind of present what we've heard.
Are you able to tell us what that feedback is looking like so far?
I think that there's kind of two camps. There's definitely concern about the downtown character. And then there are, the other camp would be kind of the, mixed use vitality in the downtown. I think would be two kind of the competing themes that I've heard. But we're going to get, I think we've had like 300 responses. So we're doing a dive into that and we'll be presenting it to council.
Okay. All right, so there's two camps, some that are for and some that are against, huh?
Yeah, and there's some that, are more nuanced, but I think, I think it's a good conversation to have because downtown has definitely gone through a lot of change, and I think it's always appropriate to make sure that our regulations are doing what they're intended. So I think it's a good conversation to have to make sure that we're, everything's going the direction that we truly want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a question for you on our grant funds. Do you know what our balance is currently? And when does those funds run out, expire?
As far as the our local restoration grant, I don't think we've had any applications this year.
I know.
So we'd have the full $15,000. I've not heard from anybody looking to do that. So we just reset every year. We don't roll over those funds. So if you know anybody that's, looking to maybe do some restoration work within the historic downtown or the Craig and Gould neighborhood, please send them my way. Because if we don't use those funds, we lose them essentially.
Right. Yeah. Do we do any type of outreach to let folks know that that's programs available?
We have in the past. We definitely did that for the downtown historic grant. Which unfortunately we just didn't have funding for this year. It's not looking like we'll have funding next year, but if it becomes available. But I think one thing I've thought about is the state has recently changed their historic tax credit program. And so I was going to maybe think about having somebody from the state to come down and explain it to us. And that would maybe be a good opportunity to advertise that to the community, the downtown and Craig and Gould owners. And then we could also kind of almost do a presentation on our incentives too. So right now I don't have any current applications for review. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really anticipating. So if you all wanted me to bring back something with on incentives and maybe try to advertise that, maybe for the November meeting.
Yeah, I'd like to try to figure out how we make sure folks are aware that that exists. Because, one concern is if we don't ever use it, we may end up losing it as a program, and I'd hate to see that go away. And the other is it's there to help, keep the neighborhoods looking good and incentivize people to take care of their properties with a little boost from us, if we can figure out how to, I hate to say advertise, but at least get out there, make it known in some manner, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, I think, and it's also a good education tool to maybe entice folks to potentially do that.
Yeah. Well, I like your idea of trying to get someone from the state to come down and educate us. That would be great. And if we open that up to the public, if you know, to the Craig and Gould folks, that might be a way to get the word out. So
yeah, let me reach out.
Kick that around with your staff and see what you think.
Yeah, I can definitely reach out to them. And if you're all open to it, if we don't have an item, do a work session, either the October 1st or the November, whatever date that is, meetings, even if we don't have an item.
Yep. And then also along the lines of education, some of the folks here may not be aware of some of the historic preservation education programs that are put on. Do you have any updates on what's coming up this coming season in that regard?
So conference is usually the last week of January, February. So I would imagine that they start pushing that out in October. So I will definitely
Can you see if there's any updates on that and bring that to us? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Usually I get an email.
Yeah.
And past attendees usually get an email on that, but I'll definitely pass forward. And typically, how you know, the town is typically open to, you know, send it, you know, paying for registration fees, and then the state actually provides grants for that. So typically, we'll get two or three people free through the state.
So what we're talking about is we have these historic preservation workshops.
Yep.
And so usually we like to see if we can get at least one member to attend, and as Brad says, there's some funds to help with that when it's out of town.
Yeah, the Saving Places Conference, and then, you know, like the email I sent y'all this afternoon does have some other training opportunities. I know HP member Lazani attended a couple of those online. So always, you know, if you have a moment, take a look at those. They have some good education programs, and let me know, because I just got the email that our certified local government report for this year is coming up due. So I do report our attendance to those programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Brad. Anybody else?
Yeah. Council member Davis did have something he wanted to add.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd just like to touch base on the building heights. So the building heights was brought up by me. So I've got a lot of people that do not like me, and some folks, a lot of folks that do. But, I did bring it up. I come from a place with a lot of high-rise buildings, small streets, and lots of traffic. I know that most of what I've heard from the people that I'm out talking to all the time, Wilcox has gotten really stupid, crazy busy. Adding 200 to 300 people per building is not going to make the street any better with traffic. A lot of people have talked about parking. I know that we've all worked on the parking thing, and I know that the parking structure over by the building department has been opened up now at night. So if you could tell all your friends about that. I go to the Great Divide probably more than any other restaurant, and that's where I park, is in that parking structure, because really nobody parks in that except on the first floor. So one of the things that we did pass as town council this year was the Brickyard. So you guys have heard about the Brickyard, yeah? So I think there's 7 buildings. I heard there was 9, but I think there's only 7 buildings. They're all high-rise buildings. The reason why we let that go was because it's on the other side of the freeway. We brought up, I think it was in January or March, that we brought up that Wilcox is 2 stories lower than the Brickyard. So they are bringing it down 1 story. So you see all that dirt work that's going over there, they're actually bringing it down, so it's only 1 story above the freeway. So what we were worried about is, you know, 6-story building on top of 2 stories. Now it's 8-story building. You're not going to see the Mac at all. It's just going to disappear. But it's not on Wilcox Street. So that was one of the big reasons why we brought this up. Since there's only 12 of us in the room, I will give you a secret. I think what we're going to land up doing is what we brought up was a 4-story building, because everything on Perry Street is not higher than a 4-story building. There's 1 5-story building, and that's the apartment complex across from the ice skating rink. So it's 55 and older, I think. So that's a five-story building. But what we're trying to do is not control traffic, but just kind of help still get the high-rise buildings, still get what the investors want to spend their money on, and bring retail and everything else to this town. But as far as I've heard, Encore is like a 7.5-story building. And the people that I've talked to really don't want another 7-story building. So the other 6-story buildings that are going at the Brickyard, that's not going to happen on Wilcox anymore. That's why we're trying to make it 4 to 5 to preserve. Our downtown is just 2 streets, really. So we're trying to keep our downtown as historic as possible. Yes, we do want the high-rise buildings, but no, we don't want, you know, to keep going higher and higher. So I think what we're going to land up trying to work toward is 4 stories with an exception for maybe a setback of 5 stories. But I think 5 stories is probably going to be the limit. That's what we're trying to do. So it depends on really what the rest of the town council believes is the best thing. We're trying to work with both sides because they want a 6-story. We want a 4-story. I think if we meet in the middle, I think it could make most people happy. It's not going to make everybody happy. But we're trying to keep downtown and not turn it into Denver. So basically, we've had some private discussions with investors, and they have asked us, what can we bring to your town that would be beneficial? And I said, no more high-rise buildings, but we need starter homes. We don't need $700,000, $800,000 5-bedroom homes. We need 2- and 3-bedroom homes. So if you'll see, some of the things that are coming up are Pine Canyon, Dawson Trails. A lot of those have adapted into shared homes. So when we sat down with them, we said shared homes are better because it's still a $700,000 home if you sell both sides. So, but our kids, we don't want our kids all to move to Tennessee because that's the only place you can afford. We're trying to get a lot more of the starter homes here. So that keeps families together. And my kids don't want to live in a high rise. When I did, I had my open house last week, and I got a talking to by the investors that were really pissed off at me that I wanted to lower the heights. I said, but do you live in one? And they said no. So I talked to each of the husbands that were doing that. I talked to each of the wives. No, but I would, but you don't. They don't live in those. None of the high-rise buildings are 100% occupied. So that's why we're like, well, if you got a 6-story building, it's not 100% occupied, maybe you only need a 5-story building. So I think if we're trying to help them, you know, we still want them to build here. We don't want them to just get up and go away, but we can't make them all happy. So we're trying to make a good compromise. So if you could take that information and stick it in your brain and let us know, you know, how do you think, well, how do you guys feel about it? Send us an email or call us or let us know. Please don't tell anybody else that information just yet, because on the 16th it'll come out. It's only another week. But we are trying to compromise with them and give our town what's best for our town. So we love the historic part of town, and since it's only 2 streets, we don't want this to just turn into Denver and then where's historic downtown? It just goes away. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very much. Thanks. And before we adjourn, Brad, I've got one item I want to plant as a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with the grant funds that we have. And so the thing I want to plant in your brain is, what if we approach City Council with the idea that those funds also could be used for downtown artwork that's kind of historic in nature. You know, I'm kind of thinking of over there on 5th and Street where the miner and his horse is, and he's looking in the boot, you know, that kind of artwork, sculpture, and so forth. So I'm just thinking about what other uses we could do with those funds that are still in the vein of historic preservation or historic Castle Rock. So
I can definitely take a look, because that specific grant comes out of the P.S. Miller Trust Fund that has specific kind of criteria of what those funds can be used for. Yep. So we do have a smaller, just regular HP budget. And, you know, there is the Art Commission, who I know does some things downtown. So, I mean, you know, it'd be possible maybe to partner, especially if, you know, if we have ideas and they've got money for artwork. But I can definitely make sure that I have a full understanding of what those funds truly can be used
for. That'd be great if you could bring that information back to us. Mm-hmm. You know, as I kind of travel around the state this summer, I've been to several towns where they've had a lot of downtown artwork. We have places and spaces that would be great for that kind of stuff. And we could keep it, as I say, kind of historical. We've had some mining in this area, railroads in this area, cowboys in this area. So, yeah, if you could research that a little bit and let us know.
Yeah.
If there's other uses for those funds, that would be great.
A broader HP outreach. The local restoration grant, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that might be a possibility too, you know, for some non-designated properties that are historic.
Yeah, and we had talked about some of the code changes, and that was one of them. And I kind of realized that, kind of with some changes with the board, and geez, it's already September, and council did actually address a few of the items that we were looking at as far as like neighborhood meetings and noticing. Which were some of the more immediate things, but I do recognize that probably needs to be re-picked up and make sure that we start again moving forward with that. So,
which could be a great way to
get. And maybe with that incentive, maybe we, you know, I can think of the structure of that, but like if we do get some people in attendance, like be able to ask the question, like, hey, you know, would you be interested in applying for these type of funds if they are made available to you? You know, there would probably be somewhat of a string attached, but not a full designation.
Because I do think there's a lot of, I mean, we all know that, right? Properties that would probably have historic integrity that use, you know, some revitalization. Those funds could be great.
Yeah. Along Front Street.
Yeah. And so that might be, I don't know if that goes into the kind of revitalization thing.
Okay.
So just an idea.
Mm-hmm. Can I dovetail a little bit on Robert's idea? The Castle Rock Trail could use an update, and I think that's historical. Just an idea.
Going up to the rock?
Mm-hmm.
That one, that trail?
That trail, yeah. It's in bad shape.
Good point. Okay, homework for Brad.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. All right, let's move it along. Anything else before we make a motion to adjourn? Do you have something?
I move to adjourn.
Oh, you moved to it? Okay.
Think about it.
All right, we have a first and a second motion to adjourn, and so the time is something.
6:42.
So thank you. The meeting is now adjourned. Oh, do we have to take roll call on that, I guess,
yes.
Right? We got a roll call everything. Okay, roll call. We want to go home. Go ahead.
Board Member Thayer?
Yes.
Board Member Bazzani?
Aye.
Board Member Ahrens?
Aye.
Board Member Warnke?
Aye.
Board Member Hanisch?
Yes.
Vice Chair Pluchinski?
Aye.
Chair Ling?
Aye. Meeting is now adjourned.
A street light in front of the museum is like a permanent one, or? I've never heard them talk to me. They've never mentioned that to me, but they probably go to the
floor.
I can bring that up to Tom Wright, Public Works. We meet.
Should have used the fortune cookie to see what the, if they would get their garage or not.
Because it just kind of came up, and I go, hey, I was over there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You have exquisite taste.
With 10 deeds.
There you go.
I hear.
And I go, what happened? It's 4:30 and it gets dark. There's like no light over here now.
Oh, yes, okay. I was thinking.
All right.
You're talking about actual streetlights.
Yeah.
I thought we were, should we put it in?